So now we're at course number one. It's 24 measures long. The first 16 measures are 8 measure groups repeated. So we'll have a first and second ending for those 8 measures that we start off with. But then we have another group of 8 measures that are totally different all by themselves, but they're still part of the first chorus. So let's start with just the first 4 measures. Here they are. So we start off with that G chord that's just the 6th string 3rd fret and my 1st string 3rd fret. We'll hit these two notes together, then we'll play the 4th string, 3rd, 4th, 2nd, 3rd. All of those are open. And then we go to this. This is finger 1 on the top string 2nd fret and finger 4 on the 1st string 5th fret. Everything else is open. I'll hit these two notes together and then play the 2nd string by itself. And then I come back to this. Now this is the 1st string 3rd fret, and you can play this with your 4th or 3rd finger along with the 6th string open. Hit those, keep them down, and then add the 4th string 2nd fret with your 1st finger, play it, keep it down, play the 3rd string open, back to the 4th string, 2nd string, 3rd string, take everything off, play the 4th string open. And then with finger 1, play the 1st string, 5th fret. And then we go to this chord. So this is a C major 7, and it's a handful. Finger 1 is on the 1st string, 7th fret. Finger 2 is on the 2nd string, 8th fret. Finger 3 is on the 3rd string, 9th fret. And then my 4th finger is on the 4th string, 10th fret. And my thumb is reaching around the back of the neck to play the 6th string 8th fret. This is a C major 7. Now let me show you how I'm playing it in this arrangement first, and then I'll show you an easier version of this if you can't quite reach this. So I'm hitting the 6th and 1st together, then the 4th, 2nd, 3rd, and then I'm going to take off everything except the thumb. Hit the 6th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st. Now if you can't reach all of this, what you can do is still keep the thumb on that 6th string 8th fret and give me just the first 3 strings. Don't worry about the 4th finger playing that 4th string 10th fret. And what we'll have is the 6th and 1st, 3rd, 2nd, 3rd. And don't even worry about playing the 4th string. And then we'll still end it the same way, taking everything off except for the thumb. 6th, 3rd, 2nd, 1st. And then we jump down to the 3rd fret and do this. So what you're hearing there is finger 2 on the 2nd string 3rd fret. That's all I'm holding down. I'll hit this while keeping it down, play the 4th string. Then I want you to add finger 1 to the 1st string 2nd fret. We're going to play that along with the 2nd string, which is 3rd fret. Hit that 4th string open again. Then we're going to slide up to this. Finger 1 is still on the 1st string, but now it's in the 5th fret. Finger 3 is on the 2nd string, 7th fret. Hit these together. Hit the 4th string again by itself. And then add your 4th finger to the 1st string, 7th fret. And we'll play the first 2 strings together again. And then the 4th string by itself. And that's the first 4 measures of chorus 1.